Joining us on the line is a very, very special guest, Coconut Akels. A very, very good morning to you. I believe this is almost like your bat mitzvah again.
It is. It's bat mitzvah, Hanukkah. I mean, all the special days in one, because I'm at the motherland. It feels like a pilgrimage of sorts. I'm home.
You are home. And you know what? And welcome home. Welcome home. Zanati will be joining us as well. She, you'll be very impressed. She speaks beautifully.
I do. I speak very well.
Okay, cool. I thought the name was a bit scary, but when you said she speaks well, then I relax.
Yeah, you can just call, you can do what our listeners do. Just call her Z.
Yeah, no, definitely. The rest was too hard. I think I heard a click in there.
No, don't do that. Don't even go near the surname. Don't even go there. So Zanati and I, of course, were talking, you know, it's one thing to say that this whole lockdown is just like the Holocaust, because ultimately we are all Anne Frank. But it's very much like apartheid as well. I mean, Zanati can't even go to the gym.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like, you know, I saw my friend, Samantha Vitra. I don't know if you know her. She was doing yoga on the beach. My poor darling. She is so shaken. We're basically calling her the Hector Peterson of 2020 because she, I mean, in fact, she broke the law, but then, you know, you shouldn't be arrested just for breaking the law if you're white. You
of course not. Like, it's never happened before.
I don't understand why there are consequences for us because usually there aren't. And so this is just such a hard time because we can't even break the law in peace.
Yeah, which is actually just terrible. And there's almost not a recognition of just the level of suffering.
I mean, you know what I have only got a house that has three floors. Yeah. Which floor am I supposed to do yoga in?
Yeah, it's true. You and Ellen. Ellen's also battling with us at the moment.
I can't. And I mean, I have a huge yard, yes, but I don't like the grass. I prefer beach sand. It's more yoga. Mm. I've seen it like on sort of Chinese videos or whatever. So I just feel like, you know, it makes me feel more yogi. And that's what we wanted to do. The police saw her pulling the mask down and they didn't say anything, although they thought it was a prayer mat, I think.
Right.
But, you know, we're just allowed to do whatever we want. It's always been like that. So I don't understand rules and regulations. It's making me felt.
You're not alone in this. One of our listeners yesterday messaged me to say, you know, they've opened the Seattle at just Linksfield, just across the road from King David School, and they made her park almost 20 meters away from the store because of social distancing. I mean, really, honestly.
Oh, my God. Imagine walking. Okay, we haven't walked since, I mean, the desert. So how hard it is to suddenly use these things called feet. We don't take taxis.
No, she happens to be a very good runner, but that's completely different.
Yeah, no, running is when you're moving fast, it's when you want to. But when you have to walk when you didn't want to, that's when it becomes hard, Howard.
Yeah, no, I get that. So now I do feel, and I think it's important to be able to feel the pain because, yes, Anne Frank might have ultimately, you know, been murdered along with her family as they found her hiding in a closet. But, you know, to have to walk to a Seattle, it's not right.
I mean, also she didn't have Instagram, so she didn't even see what other people were doing. You know how hard it is because we have Instagram.
That is true.
I can see how much fun my friends are having, and I just, it's so difficult to be indoors when you can see how much fun people are having.
Yeah.
Please talk to us about the new movement, Golf Lives Matter.
Yeah, because neither of us play golf, but it doesn't matter. We feel that some things are important to get behind.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, if anyone wants to sign up, it's golflivesmatter.privilege/entitlement.da.org. And it's a very important movement because people are not taking golf people seriously. They say it's a sport of privilege. What does privilege even mean in South Africa? There's no such thing, right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I just think that we should be able to golf. If people can take taxis and if people have to go to essential service jobs, then we should be allowed to play golf. It's the same thing.
It's true, Zanati. I mean, she makes a very, very, very good point.
I can't even surf, Howard. I cannot even surf.
What do you mean?
I can't surf. As in, I can't go out to surf.
But according to Trevor Noah, black people don't go into the sea.
Wow.
That's what I said. I said black people don't even know how to swim. So
yeah, that's what Trevor Noah said. I heard him say it.
We'd like to have the right to actually surf, okay?
Unless she was adopted. Zee, are you adopted?
Let me tell you, that Zanati shows more privilege than I do, and it's not easy that.
They all do. That's what black privilege is. I mean, teachers, they all do. And they're always coming and saying, white privilege, white privilege.
Yeah,
around,
it's
who's
true.
Getting help in this economy? BEE. So I'm sorry, it's them.
It's all black privilege and reverse racism.
It really is. It's just quite, it's quite incredible. This, I have to tell you that I am a massive fan of yours, and my daughter's a massive fan. You are doing incredible, incredible work to make us laugh at ourselves. But I also see that you're not always showered with love.
I mean, I have to sometimes just tell the truth, even if that hurts a bit.
Yeah.
So I don't try to, anything negative or, you know, I'm not bashing any specific group or people or whatever it is. So, but I mean, sometimes the truth will sting a little bit if you're not ready for it, I suppose.
But I think it's absolutely wonderful. It is really, really incredible. You somehow manage just to get, and I think that's the uniqueness of your work, is that you get inside of a community and you get inside of a group that, rather than looking at it externally, it becomes an internal thing. And I think that is absolutely magical. I think you've really, really created magic with your work. Are you seeing a great response?
I am. I mean, there was a little group of like 16-year-old surfers yesterday who almost died on my page, but otherwise everyone else is receiving it quite well. I think that it's because, like someone said to me, even if, you know, they are surfers and they want to surf, they can understand or see that my work is coming from a place of like humor rather than attack. So I think it's easy for people to, even if it's something that they believe in, get on my side, if you will.
What makes it difficult is that we're all okay with laughing at ourselves, but when somebody else is pretending to be ourselves and then laughing at us, it kind of confuses our mind a bit, because you do it so well that you almost become us, and therefore and therefore we're allowed to laugh because it's us laughing at us. But then hold on a minute, maybe it isn't.
I mean, for me, I've never even said specifically that Coconut Kelf is a white person. She is that black person who was stuck in two worlds. She's very much got her black family, but she went to school where she was maybe one of two or three black people. So even when I was at school, people would be like, oh, you're one of us, you're one of us. So you can't not be
What is it?
If I want to be one of you, then I get to make fun of you.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
How I make fun of Jewish people.
It's true. Yeah. It actually is. And the funny thing
I did actually go to a lot of bat mitzvahs. That's where my accent comes from.
I have no doubt. This one couldn't have been learned from a book. the whole bat mitzvah thing. And look, I mean, it's a terrible year, of course. The bat mitzvahs being very, very problematic at the moment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then now they're being turned into good causes, and nobody wants that.
No, I mean, charity is scary because it has to do a lot with black people. So I used to do it, but I can't anymore.
We call it the broader community.
Yes. I mean, I missed the CEO sleep out, though. That was on the money. That was amazing initiative. It was like basically being on Robben Island. So I really missed that.
Yeah, exactly. But without the sea view, obviously. So it was obviously, it was worse than
with
Robben
security
Island.
As well.
Yeah, no, there is that. Coconut Kelf, you are absolutely awesome. And it's been an absolute delight to chat to you. Thank you for doing what you do, for keeping us insane in your complete insanity. Just good luck. And you should know that we are huge fans in the studio.
Thank you very much, Howard and Zinachi. I'll be the first person to say her name on air. Thank you very much.
Be well. Bye-bye. Oh, and mazel tov on the anniversary of your bat mitzvah. Zinachi, what you got?